Home cooks know how relaxing it can be to putter in the kitchen. But for deeply troubled minds, cooking can be much more than a stress reliever. In today's Quick Bite, we visit a farm in Amish country where the art of cuisine is a form of therapy. We're in Middlefield on a recent sunny summer morning at Ohio's only therapeutic farm community for adults with mental illness. Hopewell Farms program director Colleen Welder shows us around its 300 serene and sprawling acres.
So the first thing you see are the chickens, and they're free range. And then we'll go this way. On the other end of the farm here, there's pigs and there are sheep.
About 50 adults live and work here at Hopewell as a community and get help for serious mental illness.
And a typical diagnosis would be schizophrenia, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar, depression.
They get better here while keeping busy.
We have animals, there's gardens, kitchen chores to do, and all of that creates a structured day and meaningful work for people that are in recovery.
Program facilitator Cindy Wagner helps residents grow their own food.
It's a lot of hard work. Hours, you know, out here in the sun. But it's so rewarding because we start from seed and then we watch our plants grow. And it's just like all of us. You know, we start somewhere, we work on what issues we have, and then we grow. And I think the residents can really relate to that.
Not far from the garden and just down the drive from the main house is a smaller building. A farm family lived here before Hopewell was established more than 20 years ago.
Hello.
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 There's a large living and dining room with a fully equipped kitchen and class is about to start. The teacher, Ann Skoronsky, used to work at the farm as a cook.
Hopewell asked me to do the class. Loved cooking here for 12 years. Then I retired from the kitchen. But a couple years ago, Hopewell realized that insurance companies and families would like the residents to learn some more skills.
There's a waiting list for the 3-hour class, limited to 4 students every Wednesday for 8 to 10 weeks. Sonia Hurst signed up right away.
I am actually a terrible cook, I will admit. So joining this class was something that I was really looking forward to. I live alone. And so now, from the things that I learned from Anna, I can take and be able to cook in my apartment.
She's learning recipes as well as techniques.
Chop. Like this, okay, like that. You can just keep going back and forth over it, okay?
Skoronsky teaches the proper use of a salad spinner and how to sharpen knives.
You're not pushing down terribly hard. You're just kind of letting it, you know, rest on it. Do it about 6 or 7, 8 times.
A sharp knife is a safe knife, Skoronsky instructs, while Sonia slices stalk after stalk for the rhubarb crunch dessert.
You're doing a great job. And you can do 4 or 5 of them together once you get the knack of it.
Skoronsky makes sure everyone's busy. Alex Sykes, Kelsey Burnham, and Nick Lizza have been working on the main course.
We got Alex cutting up some peppers, and Kelsey just finished cutting up tomatoes, and this is Nick, and he just finished cutting up our green onions.
Nick has to leave class early to check out a place he might move to when he's discharged soon. He says he learned something about himself while learning how to cook.
To be able to eat the final product of something that you create is really satisfying. It eases the spirit.
Today, they're creating a chicken taco salad.
It's a simple summer meal, and it uses romaine lettuce. I don't use iceberg lettuce. The chef that we watched the video on from the American Culinary Institute says that iceberg lettuce is the white flour of vegetables.
Skoronsky shows her class 2 DVDs from the American Culinary Institute.
One's on healthy eating, making healthy foods taste great, and the other one is getting back to the basics of really good cooking, the lost art of cooking.
She wants her students to have fun, but the serious objective is better health.
And cooking at home is the healthiest way.
Kelsey's starting to get the hang of it, but still needs help with the red onion.
Actually, we're going to use this knife. It'd be better. A serrated knife is much better for tomatoes, but not for onions.
Clinical studies of the benefits of culinary therapy are few, but Kelsey's a believer.
Being able to cook for yourself, it's therapeutic. It takes my mind off things.
The average length of stay at Hopewell is 3 to 6 months. Sonia Hurst is leaving today.
I'm very excited. Learned a lot, and I'm excited to get back into the world and go forth.
She will. She will be fine.
And that's this week's Quick Bite. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.